This is the sound of a generation, the millennials' age of Aquarius. It's called electronic dance music, and it's taking the world by storm. Imagine Woodstock, except on the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, with neon light sculptures the size of buildings, and 300,000 of your peers screaming and dancing to this. That is what Juneau native Marlon Lumba, known as Astronomar, was performing 3 weeks ago at the Electric Daisy Carnival. Now signed to the record label Main Course in LA, and with an Australian music tour happening in August, Lumba is returning to Juneau for a series of shows to share his music with the community where he got started. Lumba was 17 when he first scratched records before an audience, DJing with the Animatronic Stage Show, a hip-hop group with a rotating cast of MCs, or rappers. During the early 2000s, the Alaskan Bar became the center of Juneau's hip-hop community, with a weekly event, Monday Night Raw. Jake Good, an MC who goes by Audiovisual, was one of the founding members of the Animatronic Stage Show. At Monday Night Raw, Good would mix records and rap with Lumba.
It was just like a hip-hop night, like a jam night. We were just DJing, going down to the spot, and we'd all play sets, just spin records and mix. And then at the end of the night, we'd open up the mic and, you know, play beats and let people rap and give people an atmosphere where they could come down and experience hip-hop and even participate in it if they wanted to, you know?
Scott McKinnon was a regular at these hip-hop shows. Today, he is known by his DJ name, Shorthand. It was at Monday Night Raw that Lumba started to collaborate with McKinnon, and the pair formed the group File Jerks. Lumba came up with the name, a sort of metaphor for ripping music off the internet. The group employs a technique where small pieces of an original song are recorded and modified using effects to create a whole new song that sounds like this. The File Jerks played nearly every venue in Juneau before hitting a ceiling in the local scene. In 2008, Lumba and McKinnon packed up for Seattle, gambling their fate in a bigger market.
Yeah, moving to a big city from a small town, I feel like is like a pretty big test of, you know, whether or not you're actually going to cut it.
Though Lumba's music was rooted in hip-hop, in Seattle, he became influenced by the sound of nightclubs. Using his personal computer and basic audio software, Lumba was able to create new songs he would play during live performances. He incorporated house music into his sound, an electronic subgenre at 126 beats per minute, with a consistent 4/4 tempo. Like most pop music, Lumba's follows a structure. But instead of a verse, chorus, and bridge, his songs follow an intro, build up, and drop.
Yeah, it's like tropical hard house with like some coconuts and some graffiti mixed in there.
Lumba believes electronic dance music is popular because just like disco and other genres before it, young people have a desire to detach from their problems and let loose on the dance floor.
I think people just want to have fun, you know? Like, it's like one of the most stressful times to be alive. There's so much happening. There's technology's crazy. Like, so much stimulus. People just want to, like, just kind of let go.
And people did let go. 600 of Juneau's young people showed up at the Twisted Fish last week to see him perform. Despite living outside, Astronomar continues to be an inspiration for Juneau's hip-hop community. Juneau hip-hop organizer TJ Kramer, who goes by Manor, will be at Monday Night Raw and looks forward to Astronomar's presence at Juneau's notorious hip-hop event tonight.
You know, there's a time for everybody, and I think it's his time.
In Juneau, I'm Annie Bartholomew.
It is so big.